If you look at the history of smoking, asbestos, vinyl chloride, hormone replacement, in all of those examples, we did not take steps to reduce exposure. We debated whether we had enough proof of harm. Proof of harm means my father, your mother, somebody gets sick and they die. And when enough of those cases develop and we have enough numbers in certain places and time, then we say, well, wait a minute, we better reduce smoking. We better reduce asbestos exposure. If we continue to take that approach to public policy, we're basically condemning our children and our grandchildren to develop illnesses that we know we could prevent.